You're damn right. You're damn right. 7:35 and 25. We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Today, obviously, it's the big week. The week before the Super Bowl.
The big week.
The big week for the big game.
Yeah.
People are gearing up. You know, now some people, it doesn't matter who's playing. They go ham for the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Right?
They turn it up to 11. They got people over. They got the game on.
Mom's making the nachos, the weenies, the everything, man.
I like that. And the older I've gotten, the more I at least am into the game itself. Mm-hmm. You know, younger, I just wanted to watch the Packers. But now you still appreciate the game for what it is. Obviously, I want to see the Packers.
I would just hope it's a good game.
That is.
That one year when the Broncos played, it was just a blowout.
No one wants to watch it.
It sucked.
Like, last year was really exciting. Well, it started off kind of like, Jesus, God, the Falcons are walking away with this. Yeah. Sucks. And then, of course,
it turned into the most epic Super Bowl of all time.
Epic comeback, man. But what we want to talk about today is, do you think the day after the Super Bowl should be a paid holiday?
Yeah.
All right. A paid holiday. What do you think the numbers are? How many, on a survey, how many think percentage-wise people think it should be a paid holiday?
Percentage-wise?
Yep.
I'm going with 89.
All right. From the HR standpoint, all right, mm-hmm. So Judy's job, right?
Yep.
What percentage-wise do you think of HR managers think it should be a paid holiday?
17.
17. 72%.
What?
72% of HR managers think the Monday after the big game should be a paid holiday.
Nice.
That's awesome.
I was just going for it being off, not even paid.
Just give me the
I'm
day
happy
off.
Just having a day off.
I'll take the hit on the hours.
All right.
925-WIRX, 925-9479. Do you think that the Monday after the Super Bowl should be a paid holiday? Here's where I'm at. Here's what I think. I don't think it should be paid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. But I think you shouldn't be like, if it should just be like a floating holiday.
Yeah, yeah.
Your manager can, your boss says, tell you what, you can take the day off.
If you're feeling motivated, come in.
Yeah. Otherwise, there's no knock. You don't lose a vacation day. You don't, you don't get paid, but you don't get penalized either for it.
I mean, let's be honest, Brock. How productive is the Monday after the Super Bowl anyway?
It's not at all.
I mean, I think people just coast through it.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially when you think about what time's kickoff for the Super Bowl.
I think it's 6:30. I think it kicks off at 6:30.
And that's on East Coast time. That's the East Coast time.
No, it's early. Super Bowl is played early.
Okay.
I'm almost positive on that.
Let's see.
I'm pretty sure it's
6:30. 6:30. So that's not bad. So really, you can't use the excuse, because here on the East Coast time, I've run into this now, getting used to games starting at 8:30 at night.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dude. If I'm not done watching the game until midnight, and obviously I've been drinking, that makes it tough when my alarm goes off at 4:30 in the morning.
Well, like I said, you get up early. A lot of times when there's like big games on, and I come here in the morning, I'm like, dude, did you see that game? You're like, man, I couldn't see the end. I gotta go to bed.
I'm a responsible adult.
I wouldn't go that far,
but
Brock.
You son of a bitch. But I think for the Super Bowl, I think there should be a floating holiday where we get it off.
I agree.
I think so. All right, let's get your take. 925-WIRX, 925-9479.
How about this?
Yeah.
We'll take the day off on Monday, but everybody's got to get together for a pickup game. Touch football.
Oh, God. I don't feel like throwing up on a Monday while running around playing touch football. Good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, brother. It is, what is it? It's 7:50. Talking about whether or not the Monday after the Super Bowl should be a paid holiday. Now, believe it or not, Hunter, according to a survey, 72% of HR managers, all right? Mm-hmm. Human resource managers, the old fuddy-duddies that regulate all of us and enforce all the rules, 72% of them think it should be a paid holiday.
They want that day off.
That's
man.
Awesome, man. I think it should be. And again, I stand on the fact that I think maybe it should be a floating holiday. If you want to take it off, take it off. No penalty. You don't lose a sick day. Mm-hmm. You don't use a vacation day, but you don't get paid. You can just take
the day
off.
Work done this week. You know, if it's a short week, if you get your work done, that's fine.
Plan ahead. Exactly. Yeah. Let's say you got stuff to do Monday, get it done Friday.
That's right.
You know? Mm-hmm. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Do you think the Monday after the Super Bowl should be a paid holiday? WIRX, hello?
Hey, Yes, an answer to your question.
Yes.
No, it shouldn't be a holiday.
What? Why?
Yeah, I'm a knower. I'm a knower. Because if that's a holiday, then Festivus should be a holiday.
What? Which one should be?
Festivus from Seinfeld.
Festivus for the rest of us? Uh-uh.
Yes,
no,
yes.
Not even close to the same
you
thing.
You just don't even like football.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the problem.
Okay.
All right.
Damn, she hung up.
She hung up. Just because you don't like football, we don't like you.
I didn't know what Satan had a cell phone. Oh, God.
Damn you, Satan, trying to keep us in work. I can see, though, for the people that don't like football, they're probably like, no. But you could take the day off, too.
You know what? She's probably one of those girls that, like, watches the game and finally chimes in. Oh, I love the Patriots. Like, no, you don't. You've never even, you know.
I like the blue team.
I'm going for the blue team.
I like the blue team. Their butts look cute in there.
I like blue. I like the color blue. I drew a blue duck.
I've never seen a blue duck, so I drew a blue duck.
And that's the team I root for.
That's the team I root for. I just take a bottle, and I spin it, and whatever team it points to, that's the team I kiss.
What? Huh? What?
That's not right.
Hmm.
You're doing it wrong, lady. All right, we'll be back. Hey, good morning, you ass.
Yes.
It's 7:58. Should the Monday after the big game, the Super Bowl, be considered a paid holiday? I don't think it should be a paid holiday. I'm going to say that. But I think it should be a holiday where we can just, if we want to take the day off and not get in trouble.
I agree with you.
That's where I'm at.
I don't think you should get paid for, being drunk and watching football the night before.
Because
but
I really could if I wanted to. It's an earlier game, 6:30 here, 5:30 Central Time.
Yep.
6:30. Let's say four hours when it's all said and done. I could easily get to bed by 11 o'clock and be all right.
Yeah, you got
to
include the halftime show, which takes forever.
Ugh, forever.
Who is it this year?
Some crap band. It's Justin Timberlake.
It's Timberlake?
It's Timberlake.
Timberlake's pretty good.
I don't mind Timberlake.
He kicks some ass, for sure.
Lady Gaga did a very good job last year.
Was that last year?
That was last year.
When was Katy Perry? She did that firework.
God.
Bam, bam.
Her boobs are fantastic.
Aren't they?
They're so good.
All I heard in my head is bomp, 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 bomp.
Womp, 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 womp.
Come on, cameraman, zoom up. Zoom up to
come
the...
Come on, pop button.
Let's see them chesticles.
Let's hope for another Janet Jackson situation.
Oh, God, remember that?
And this is actually, I think this is Timberlake's first time back since
that's right.
It was Janet Jackson thing, yeah.
How did that play out? Were they before the show, she was just like turned to him like, hey, rip my left bra off.
At the very end, just give it a hard tug.
Tug.
Like you're starting a lawnmower.
Right.
Just rip it, all right?
That thing just flopped out. It did, though. Live TV. Why do they do that?
I don't know.
Just to be controversial?
I guess. That was a big deal.
It was, though. Bunch of kids saw that.
I saw it.
Me, too. I think I was a kid, too.
Wait a minute.
Whoa!
The cameraman was pretty quick, though.
He was.
It was pretty quick. Anyway, we'll see.
He was in on it.
He knew. That guy knew. Well, I hope you can take the day off. Maybe you've already planned and you told the boss, hey, I'm taking a vacation day.
Yeah, the flu is going around.
That's right. You're going to have the booze flu on Monday. That's what it's going to be. Got the black lung pop. I can't come in. Well, good morning. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
8:36. Cornered. Are you putting any money down on the Super Bowl?
I haven't really thought about it, but I will.
Is there any place around here where we can do some bets?
Ooh.
Or should we just do it amongst ourselves?
No, you can do it online.
Yeah. There's a lot of prop bets going on. You know what a prop bet is?
Yeah, it's like, what is it? Is it like the coin flip?
Side bets. Like all these different ones, and there are a bunch of prop bets. I mean, like the list is insane. But I thought this was interesting. I was reading this article on like some different prop bets. One of them was like, what color will Pink's hair be when she sings the national anthem?
Right. There's always a bunch of crazy ones like that.
Crazy ones. So
I'm pretty sure on the Dan Patrick show, they take all those bets with all the people on that show. And they do. They get down to some weird stuff like, which one? What was it last year? Like, is Justin Bieber? No, that was the fight, the McGregor fight. Justin Bieber gonna walk out? You know, it's just like weird stuff like that. Like,
well, here, over under on the number of tweets President Trump does on the Super Bowl.
All right,
Five. That's the whole day, not just during the game. That's
five during the day?
Yep. During the whole day. What
Damn,
color
he tweets
what,
that ooh, much?
What color will Bill Belichick's shirt be at kickoff?
No.
I will take a guaranteed bet that it'll be sleeveless.
Sleeveless?
He'll have the sweatshirt that's cut off. You know how he always does that?
Oh, yeah, he does that.
He always cuts it like right at the shoulder. Yeah.
I think that's more, but who wears that in practice, though? I don't think I've ever seen him wear that
I've
in
seen
a game.
Him in games.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm calling him blue. He's going to wear blue.
Blue? I'm going to say gray.
Let's mark these down. Let's do this.
We should. Okay, so I'm saying gray. You're saying, what, you want to do a quarter on it? Should we just do a quarter bet?
Let's do more than a quarter, for God's sakes. A dollar.
50 cents? I would bet you a nickel.
All right, well, you go on a vacation soon or something.
My grandma Bev, she always used to bet quarters. Yeah. She would bet us kids quarters.
She always had a sack full of quarters,
always.
Too.
And you know what? She always won.
You know?
She always won.
That's why she had so many quarters.
That's true.
Grandmas are good at that, dude. I'm telling you.
You know, now that I think about it, my grandma straight up just robbed me.
She robbed you. You know, my grandma used to win the, what do they call it? Not slots, but it's like you pick, you know, what the score is going to be. What do they call that?
What?
It's like a total score. What do they call it? It's on the tip of my tongue.
I don't know.
Basically, you just pick a number. What do you think the total of the both scores are going to be?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you
I
pick
know what
that
you're
number
talking about,
over,
but...
under, blah, 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 whoever's closest. Grandma used to kill it. Just kill it at that game.
She's been doing it forever. Who will the Super Bowl MVP mention first in his speech?
Mm.
So who's Brady going to mention?
Exactly. Probably his wife. I'm saying his wife.
Yeah. I don't know. No, he's going to thank his nutritionist.
Right.
No, he's going to thank his master, Belichick.
All right. He should thank his parents for those amazing genes he got.
I want to thank Mom and Dad.
For making me a superstar.
Making me a superstar, man. So, yeah, if you want to do some prop bets, we should get some prop bets going here.
Let's do
that. Can we gamble on the air? I don't know.
I don't know.
We'll have to check with that.
Are these Indian grounds?
Yes. Then it's allowed.